Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. You want to holler at me? 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Holler at your boy. Email me if you're too shy to call. I know it happens sometimes. Email me smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. No questions, comments, or concerns go unanswered. Wanted to say also to a listener who sent me a link of something that they wanted me to talk about. That link is not working. So if you wanted to send it back, feel free. Email me smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I want to get to whatever you want to talk about. In the meantime, in between time, NBA season started tonight. Most people here in the Bay Area are not listening to me because they're watching the Golden State Warriors give it to New Orleans Pelicans right now. And the Pelicans deserve to lose because their name is the Pelicans. I've never seen a Pelican in New Orleans, but I guess it's one of those things that happens. Shout out to my Warriors homies. I know y'all ain't listening, but I know you're watching the game and you're believing the hype. Oh my God, the Warriors are going to go 82-0. Not. Anyway, also, you want to check me out, you can check me out Facebook, Twitter. I'm there. Just look up Smooth Drama. Tweet me, I'll tweet you back. Then face me, and I'll face you. That don't sound right. Facebook me? Yeah. Anyway, shout out to my cousins. My cousin, the twins. Happy birthday to them. It's their birthday. Y'all some old bastards now. Even though I'm older than you, I don't count because I still whoop y'all in basketball. And your house is my house when it comes to cards. I'm saying that on air because I own them and they know it. And so even if they're listening, they can't say nothing back. They won't call me and say, you know what, that's wrong. Because it's not. And speaking of being wrong, you know, I like talking about crazy stuff. Apparently in the Ukraine, it's against the law to campaign on election day. And Chewbacca from Star Wars fame was apparently campaigning for Darth Vader. So he was arrested. And I guess it's one of those things that they have an internet party in the Ukraine. Like, not a party on the internet, like everybody come in and chatting and partying and doing their thing on webcam, whatnot. No, they have a, like, internet party who, like, they're, like, a real serious electoral, well, not that serious, because their campaigns are themed to Star Wars and have included several candidates for various offices named Darth Vader. So, yeah, you can't really take them that seriously, but yeah, they're all about Darth Vader. I don't quite understand it. And I guess it's not for me to understand. But, I mean, I guess if you was going to join the party, the internet party would be just as good. I mean, they not better than my homies down in Australia. Shout out to Fiona, the Australian sex party, who actually have won a couple seats down there in Australia. I was like, man, we need one of them here in the United States. We gonna get the Congress as the sex party. That anyway. Holla at me, Fiona, if you're listening. It's early in the morning there, but holla at me. I guess nowadays it doesn't matter what the name of your party is, so long as you have a platform that some people may agree with. Apparently, in the Ukraine, whatnot, internet and Star Wars. We're going to come back to Star Wars here. It was something that I wanted to address. For those of you who follow college basketball, there was a University of Louisville has been in trouble because of Lindsey Powell, who wrote a book about being hired by the University of Louisville to, you know, as escort to help them recruit. And according to her, in her book, she worked with the team between 2010 and 2014. I'm like, work with the team. I'm like, I think you just had sex with the team. I don't know if that's working with the team. And in her words are, I did everything to make those guys sign. And she said she felt like she was a part of the recruiting team. And, you know, at first I was like, yeah, man, that's messed up. And, you know, I'm agreeing, even though I don't necessarily agree with people who write books after they have sex with people. There's just something wrong with that in my mind. It's just me. But I was particularly appalled because she says it was her and her daughters, and they spoke in their mom's book too. Now, think about this for a second. Her and her daughters. Now, you know, it's one thing to be a mother and you're doing what you got to do. Hey, I'm doing what I got to do to take care of my kids, whatnot. I don't knock the hustle. You know, I don't get tricking, being a trick, or tricking on the other end. I don't quite understand it, but that's just me. But she said her and her daughters. That's when I'm like, oh no. You had your daughters working for you as escorts. Who does that? You know, when you think about you want the best for your kids. I mean, do you imagine working with your kids as ladies of the evening or gentlemen of the evening? I mean, who thinks like, and then she wrote a book. I'm like, I can't even say the book's name now. The thought of it makes me want to throw up in my mouth that your daughters are prostitutes with you and you wrote about it in your book. Powell, Powell, Powell. Crazy lady. Whew. Makes you wonder sometimes what goes on in people's heads. But that right there is definitely one of the worst things that I've ever heard. My daughter's working with me as prostitute. Get the out of here. Anyway, speaking of prostitution, there's that boycott Star Wars movie movement that's going on, which was launched because they claim the movie is being anti-white. It is hashtag boycott Star Wars 7 because it is anti-white propaganda promoting hashtag white genocide. And there's another account, Captain Confederacy, who says, misappropriating culture created by blacks, but then celebrate a non-white Star Wars. And the other complaint says, because it's nothing more than the movie should be boycotted because it's nothing more than a social justice propaganda piece that alienates its core audience of young white males. Because apparently white males don't want to see a movie if there's a black character in it that actually has powers and is cool, even though for some strange reason we've seen black characters in Star Wars and they were kind of cool and they did their thing. But hey, I have a speech to white males, and I think this may articulate my feelings as a non-white male. So let me cue this up here. All right. Dear white males, you have made countless movies about black people and other people of color historically, from Tom Cruise and Keanu Reeves as samurai, and pretty much every Jesus movie and Bible miniseries, along with every biblical movie set in Kemet, which you know as Egypt. And I know for the most part, me and other non-white males, we sat at home or in the theater, quietly fuming, upset, you know, because all those people in history look like us, but for some strange reason in the movie, they look like you. So, today, we kindly ask you to, as a representative of the non-white male species, we ask you to watch the damn movie, and please, feel free to shut the fuck up. You know, at least these are not real characters. They are fictional characters. You know, I've yet to see the black man playing Alexander the Great, Leonardo da Vinci, Elvis, or any other, and I quote, historically significant person of non-color in the movie. I know you take this Star Wars stuff seriously, white men, and you even have a Church of the Jedi, but sad to say, Star Wars is not real. Neither are the Jedi characters, the Sith Lords. They don't exist. So whether they're white or black, it is all fictional. And it's okay to watch the movie knowing that it's not real. Thank you, white male. Now back to our regularly scheduled program. Whew, that felt good. I don't know about y'all, but after that, I feel relieved. and I think I have a closer bond and understanding with white males everywhere. And on that note, I think I need a break. This is our face. Good villains go last.
Yeah, 1-2, 1-2. Scarface. Hey, yo, Dex, you ready? You already know, man. My new name's Zar Bonzarelli. Woo! You see me? You just call me Zar Bonzarelli. Yeah, let's go. Test me. I run upside your head like Jet Li. So raw, so pure, call it fresh squeeze. On the sound more than Rex Reed, that he's something like the FDA. How I check keys, I reach quota, black ops, elite soldier, move undercover through NY, Malik Nova, G Coda, beast motor, never cease motor, machine gun rap, clapping till the beat's over. Zar Bonzarelli, so cool, he tossed a quarter in the jukebox from across the room. And what I spit upon soon, take over your mind. The rhyme is like Victor Von Doom, from the womb to the tomb. The boom bad ritual, not the typical bullshit that you listen to with principle. Hip hop, that's what you call this, with more bars than Mardi Gras and all this.
You think you were Zar? Nathan, I've seen a lot of things from New York to Boston, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. My past is darker than the blackest magic marker in a hand to climb Barker. When he's scratching books of blood, did I attack it harder? I'm past the knocker. My farmer partner, Zappa Sparta. My stack is larger. I crack apart an MC like an Iron Man toy with plastic armor. I'm the rap Chewbacca. Hit my point across like Hawkeye the Archer. You ain't running shit like Cat or James. You up for more fame. It makes you say why like the J.M. Bjork saying. Look at you and look at me. You look like a sugar sea. Only time you know the clips is when you put it with your tea. Kill him, drill him, will him. I'm a villain. I'm like Leatherface. You never say.
Prince Jackson, I didn't know who he was until they said Prince Jackson, supposedly, you know, one of Michael Jackson's kids, you know, those kids that aren't black, they just come from a black man, but they have blonde hair and blue eyes. Anyway, Prince Jackson comes out and he says, "Hey, Michael Jackson might not be my biological dad, but I don't care." To which I retort, well, damn, thanks for telling us something that we already all knew and never thought was important anyway. I'm like, I don't know who y'all thought y'all was telling that lie to and we was going to think it was a big deal. And I'm like, realistically, even if you was his kid, so what? You can't sing? Can you moonwalk? Something? For me to care, Prince Jackson? Yeah. You're not, he's not your father. Yeah, we know that. If you was on Mari, I don't even think we need the card. I think it's well established that you guys were related just because he said, "I just want some white people in my life." I'm just saying, I'm not trying to be evil. I'm gonna say this with the biggest smile on my face. I have many white friends, and they all know that I care, and that I don't mean it when I say these things because it's not racist. Anyway, I think everybody knows about Lamar Odom, and I kid my white friends. Hi, white friends. How you doing? You know, I love you, and you know we can get our game Scrabble on. Khloe Kardashian called off the wedding, so I guess she can take care of Lamar Odom. I don't know if they're necessarily getting back together. I mean, I don't know what to think about it. You know, Chris Rock did a funny-ass tweet with people, "Oh, this is inappropriate." I'm like, but it was the truth. And he was like, "So if you want to keep your woman, if you get divorced, whatnot," he's like, the only guy it took going to the whorehouse and ODing to keep your woman. I thought it was funny. I mean, he didn't die, and she's still there. I don't know. It's funny on different levels. I mean, I wish him the best and hope that maybe he can some way salvage his life, because he went from troubled NBA star to prop in whatever the hell they call the reality show. You know, when they start talking about reality star, I'm like, look, that dude, he done way more as an NBA player. Way more people know him as an NBA player than they do as part of whatever the hell they're talking about. I'm just saying. But, yep, they're back together. To which, you know, had homies talking about James Harden got screwed. It's like, shit, James Harden got saved. It's like he was dating her ass. It's like, I mean, if she did that to him, you going to go from MVP to what? I mean, because Lamar Odom went from two-time NBA champion, sixth man of the year, to that. Consider yourself saved, James Harden. And all my homies down in Houston and all the Houston Rocket fans, breathe a sigh of relief. You're not going to win nothing because you ain't got nobody hard on your team except for James Harden. Your point guard is an alcoholic who don't think that he has a problem. But at least you got James Harden. You'll be interesting to watch through the playoffs when y'all start choking again. Shout out to Dwight Howard and not being hard as a big man. Anyway. Speaking of not being hard, I don't know, that doesn't sound right. Oh, Jared. As most people know, Jared Fogle, who used to be the Subway pitchman, paid out his 10 victims of child pornography and sex crimes $1 million. So they had their $100,000 checks hand-delivered to each of the 10 victims, their parents, over the last few weeks. I'm always amazed by this, because I'm like, when you're in that position, I mean, there's no grown women trying to, I mean, you think that he would get some just because he can, like, get free sandwiches. That's what I thought. I'm like, he can get free sandwiches. What? I mean, ain't there a line of women that's like, I love that the veggie delight. Can I get a sub? Jared be like, yeah, I get you a sub. What you gonna do for me? I mean, wouldn't that have worked? I mean, he did commercials. I mean, shouldn't Jared have had, like, some groupies? Or is groupieism only, like, rappers and musicians and professional ball players? If you're, like, doing commercials and whatnot, you don't have groupies? I mean, Jared should have been getting it in. Plenty of groupies, right? Or just, even if wasn't groupies, like, can I get a sandwich? He should have had some thick girls following him around for 12 inches. Not that he has 12 inches, but, you know, he could still give girls 12 inches. Well, not girls, women. That was his problem. Yeah. Why, Jared? Why? Now, you got no sandwiches to give away, and you'll probably be the one taking them 12 inches. Oh, I probably shouldn't have said that, huh? He's going to jail. And, oh, man, you know there's a dude that's like, yeah, that's Jared. Yeah, that's Jared. The Subway man. Yo, I got more than 6 inches right here, son. Anyway. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Speaking of sandwiches, whatnot. If you didn't know, came out with a study that said, hey, bacon and sausage and other processed meats can cause cancer. Not that y'all knew anything about that or cared for that matter. You know, as Ms. Drama once famously said, I do not eat pork. I just like bacon. Shout out to this drama. You know, I'm always going to dig in your chest. And just in case you weren't grossed out, because, you know, I know there's people who's like, I'm eating my bacon. I don't care. You can't tell me nothing. Well, there's those... There's the study that says they found human DNA in hot dogs. Now, they speculate, and I'm going to say allegedly, that the human DNA that's found in hot dogs, they say it's probably more because of humans handling it. Not that there would be like human flesh that's in there in hot dogs. I mean, because hot dogs are like ground up parts of animals. So, I mean, hopefully the places where the hot dogs are made are not like owned by the mob. So you not a mob, you getting rid of people, cutting them up, cutting up the bodies, getting rid of them, whatnot. Hopefully it's not in like your sausage and meat grounder places. That would take that whole Walking Dead to a whole nother level, huh? Just like yummy, yummy for my tummy. And speaking of yummy, yummy for my tummy, I'm gonna say the Japanese are weird. I mean, we've talked over the past years about, as I always mess around with my co-host Miss Drama, about sex toys and how we can agree to disagree that they're all the same to me. I don't see a difference, whether it be a blow-up doll or just whatever the hell you're using. It's all the same. It's a human replacement. But the Japanese, not only do they like make these new age sex dolls and they have the virtual reality whatnot, because I guess apparently there in Japan, they just don't really want to have sex with each other. They would. Anyway, they also do weird stuff like their games, their talk show games, whatnot. They're like really different, and they have some of the weirdo fetishes. Not that they don't have weird fetishes here in the United States. I mean, Lord knows we know they do, but they have a. In the Yata grocery store, a character called Guduma. No, I said that wrong. Gudetama. And Gudetama is like a dessert that you like. You like poke and squeeze it and it has two entrances. It has this is gross. It has a butt and it has a mouth. And if you squeeze the one with the butt, chocolate comes out. Which, yeah, I'm not eating that. And if you squeeze the mouth, it's some stuff that supposedly looks like puke that comes out. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not eating this. You know, diarrhea, vomiting, pastries. So I guess that's maybe something that the Japanese cops, since probably cops love donuts and whatnot and pastries. The Japanese cops, that's what they eat. Those leaking desserts. I'm saying, don't be mad at me. Don't shoot the messenger. I didn't make this stuff up. It's like real stuff. So if you're ever in Hong Kong, you can go to this Sanrio themed pop up cafe there in Hong Kong, the Yada grocery store. And Gudetama. Get you a Gudetama. If you're ever there, if you're ever listening, or somebody listening in Hong Kong, if you got one, take a picture with a Gudetama and send it to me here at smoothdrama.com. I would be interested to see, I mean, Do you like eat dessert ass? Like, do you lick the ass? Do you? Anyway, that's really far, and I'm not gonna go there. Cause just thinking about the details just made me throw it in my mouth again. But luckily, I can segue into something else. Thinking about things that not just kill the mood, but just kill you, period. Ohio. The good people up in Ohio, shout out to my old coast, Miss 100%. They put executions on hold till 2017 until they acquired the right legal drugs needed to carry out death sentences. Because apparently the drugs that they had that was killing people, I guess they don't want to use them anymore. They're delaying it to give the state more time to acquire the proper drugs. So 25 up to 25 right now Ohio inmates who are set to die after January 2017 could see their executions pushed back as well, because I guess this is affecting 12 inmates who are set to die between now and early 2017. So, woohoo! Inmates, you got that, what is it, extra 2 years? Yep. Take advantage. Rape and pillage as many as you can. Well, no, you're on death row. You ain't even in gym pop. You can't even, like, get none. That's sad. It's kind of sad that I'm sitting up here talking so casually about men raping other men, which is the norm for some strange reason in jail. I'm like, oh, I'm like straight lace time in the Boondocks. I'm like, whatever I gotta do not to go to jail, that's my team. Cause the whole I'm not down for the anal rape thing. It's just not for me. I don't think it's a good career move, something that I'd be interested in particular. It doesn't seem like fun. I mean, I know it's male bonding and whatnot, but I prefer to bond on the court. I mean, if we can't bond on the court, that other stuff, not so much my style. But shout out to Ohio, who did this because Oklahoma had 3 impending executions that had to be halted after the prison officials nearly administered the wrong lethal injection. Now, the wrong lethal injection. Like, there's a difference. Like, it would make a huge difference. Like, you know what? We're going to kill them right. We can't kill them wrong. We can't have them die death away. I mean, am I missing something? You have to have the right drug that kills them. When you already got drugs that, I mean, I never knew it mattered that much, the right drug. But apparently, I don't know my stuff. You have to have the right drug, specific lethal drug. Like, just poison in their system that's not good enough. It's got to be a special poison. I guess they have a contract with some people and have to get that specific contracted drug to make some guy rich before we start executing folks again. Got to make somebody rich who supplies these lethal drugs. This is Team America. America! Fuck yeah! Anyway. On that note, me thinks I need another break. So, since most folks is celebrating the Warriors and them getting their rings tonight, we just gonna stay Bay Area. This is Paris Murder Suit.
Another cat that they done asked me to carry, another homeboy black that they done asked me to bury. I'm still all from the back when the set was very hard to slow, but typically when the hood hit the cemetery, my heart is heavy for the families trapped in this tragedy of madness and insanity. Black in the high school shit he never seen got me thinking back upon the way we used to scrap when we was young and beat. We would beat him, I might get dead, but we let go and live, forgive. Niggas knuckled up, buckled up, when no whoop it out and blast. Just because somebody mugging when we pass, we thugging gon' pass. And this manhood thing come back around, cause unity is cool by me. But until we get the message, stop this death, I say the rest is a wash.
Paris Murder Suit. And speaking about murder suits, there's a woman, Tucson woman, who created an app to block bullying. I guess it's a mobile application that supposedly it blocks mean and hateful messages on social media and phone texting. Michelle Joel, she created this, it's called the My Social Sitter app, and she says it's to combat an issue that's hit home for her, because Ms. Joel said that she was bullied as a child. So she worked in various schools and whatnot, and she wanted to get parents and students to use this too. Yeah, she says the app has 1,600 users across Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, and Nevada. And supposedly it's supposed to work as a filter to be downloaded to a child's mobile device, because, you know, your kid is definitely going to let you get their phone and download something that's not going to allow them to say what they want to say, and they can be spied on by you through their phone. Good luck with that. Anyway, you know, what it's supposed to do when a child attempts to send out a mean or hateful message, the app blocks the message from being delivered. And then the parents are then notified with an email. So, yeah, good luck with that one. I don't see that one getting very far, because definitely, unless you handle your kid's phone on the regular, I don't think they volunteer. You gonna put what on my phone? An app that's gonna stop me, because you think about it, you're always messing around with people. So you imagine you're like texting your friend, "You bitch," da 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 da, da, joking around. That don't happen, but your parents get an email with what, saying what you wrote. I don't know. Social sitter doesn't sound very sociable to me, and doesn't sound like anything that I would want to have touched on mine, but that's just me. I brought that up, though, because I saw here in the Bay Area a few days ago where a guy was being chased from Frisco to the Bay Area. I guess he had stolen a cop car or something like that. Resisting arrest, actually bit a couple officers. Bit and harmed a couple officers. Now, following the theme of the night, there's an educated guess by some that this person who had a chance to bite several and harm several officers did not look like me, because for some strange reason, as an unarmed black man, I am more than likely to be shot, even though I may not have necessarily committed a real crime. It's just, I'm unarmed, so I'm deadly. Where this guy stole a car, led them on a chase, on the run, whatnot. They're chasing him now. They do not shoot him. He bites and harms several officers. Keyword, several officers. Meaning, they were trying to detain him. Nobody attempted to shoot resisting arrest candidate. Now, of course, I bring this up in contrast, because, you know, it's definitely one of the issues of the day. Even though for me, it's not really an issue, because I've never seen things change, but I thought it was funny. He got to resist arrest several times without being shot. somehow. If that doesn't matter, I mean, there's a viral video out there right now by a black girl getting her head slammed in the classroom because she refused to give up her cell phone by a security guard. You know, top flight security in the classroom doing what they do best. Serve, protect, and try to break your neck. And conversely, I mean, we know the countless every week there's a new name of somebody unarmed who was shot by the cops who weren't on video, not resisting arrest, on video, trying whatever they can not to get shot. But for some reason, they end up being shot and killed in the head, whatever, or mysteriously hanging themselves in their jail cell after, quote unquote, resisting arrest. I bring this up also because, as we know, this summer there was a big deal. Ray Rice, people seen that video, him knocking out his woman in one of the most vile acts that I've ever seen. I mean, especially watching the video. Then there's the Cowboys, Greg Hardy, who just, it's not a good person. Just after his suspension and coming back from suspension, this dude is on the sideline hollering and screaming at his assistant coach, looking like he's ready to knock out his assistant coach on the football team, which, you know, you think somebody that has a history of domestic violence and you know you're on your last legs wouldn't be doing something like that. But, you know, that's what happens when you can play a game very well. They'll gloss over a whole lot of the stuff that you do. But, I mean, he got suspended. He spent a lot of time doing his restitution by not playing. So I don't necessarily have the beef with him. I mean, aside from whooping on his woman's ass because he's crazy. So I come to Johnny Manziel. He of the Heisman Trophy a couple years back. He of a newfound domestic violence story. And I bring him up because the team wants him to get rid of his girlfriend that he was involved with the domestic violence. Only thing is, they have, you know, an account where he pushed her head against the car window, grabbed her arm, and, you know, pretty much beat her, did her dirty. The Browns levied no punishment against him. They just said, hey, break up with your girlfriend. Now, think about that for a second. Greg Hardy and all the other guys, justifiably so, because there's a cam video and audio of this. But, you know, I'll just say Greg Hardy, Ray Rice, all these cats, they pretty much... Well, as we know, Ray Rice got kicked out because his video was probably the thing ever. But Greg Hardy lost 15 games. And, you know, Alton Smith, formerly of the 49ers, who plays for the Raiders, he's had his share of issues also. And so a lot of these cats, they've been suspended by the league and their team. Only in this situation, Cleveland has not suspended him and say, hey, break up with your girlfriend, because they want a quarterback. That's his saving grace. Think about that for a second. Now, I bring it back because, you know, you always hear people when they make that that argument, when we say Black Lives Matter, and yes, there's a difference. You know, you have folks that's like All Lives Matter, which I don't think there's anybody who would disagree that all lives matter. But when we say Black Lives Matter, what we're talking about is the basic fundamental right to be respected as a human being and not shot, but not even resisting arrest. You know, I want the chance to be unarmed and not feel like I can be taken out in front of my house like city councilman was in Texas, or shot in the head, or chased by a sick deviant when I'm going to the store to get me some Skittles and a drink. I mean, because as, you know, a Black man here in America, we run that risk. So when we say Black Lives Matter, and I won't just say Black man, because obviously we've seen many videos of Black women being persecuted also. You know, that's the whole Black Lives Matter deal. I think there's a disservice that we do as an adult because we don't warn the youth, because people will say, oh, it's 2015. These things, it should be different now. But 2015 isn't too much different than 1915 or 1815, 1715, 1615, 1515. Lives weren't worth nothing then. Lives kind of not worth nothing now. I mean, am I wrong? I mean, is there a point in history in this country where I can be proved wrong? I mean, we got video evidence that our lives don't matter. Even when we have video evidence showing that we were innocent, our lives don't matter. And so, I mean, there's another argument about Black Lives Matter and do we value our own lives. But at the same time, historically speaking, our lives have never been valued anyway. And I haven't seen the change. The only change that I've seen is now, as I've said countless times, we've taken on that historical hate. And instead of loving ourselves, we hate ourselves. And on that note, I want to thank everybody for listening. Callers for calling and listening in. And email me your questions, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. I'm out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.